When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. On Apple, we recommend Apple Podcasts. On Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Many, many perks for being there. One of those perks is you get to suggest episodes. We're pulling episodes all through August from the Discord server. That's how you're getting us through the month. So check it out. Off the Floor, maybe we will pick your episode. We took one from Storm Surge 13 in the last one. Greg Sylvander and I did that episode. We got another one coming up today, and we'll tell you who suggested this one. So make sure you check it out. Off the Floor. That's our Discord server. Link is right here in the description. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, including our friends over at Better Edge, a legal sports book that is legal in 45 states, including the state of Florida. Well, it's not really a book. It's a sports betting marketplace. You can find the line that you want. Here's the advantage it has over that other one that advertises all over the place. There's no VIG. That means you're not just giving away money for free to the house. And again, you can go to the marketplace and find the line that you want. So check it out, betteredge.com. Use the code 5, that's the number 5, RSN. $20 as soon as you do that. Straight to you. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buck said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Hi, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Brady Hawk. You can follow him at BradyHawk305. As I mentioned, we're taking episodes directly from our Discord server, Off the Floor. We got more than 600 members in there now, so hopefully we'll find 31 episodes, I'm sorry, for the month of August from there. Today we're going to do one that comes from someone who calls himself or herself Bless. So we're blessed with this suggestion, I guess. I'm not sure what the real name is, but again, on Discord you can be whoever you want to be. I'm sure there's probably Heat players and administrators and officials and all the rest who are lurking, and that's fine with us as long as we get the $2.99 per month. So Brady, this episode, this is a pretty simple one. I feel like we've done this in some form or another, but maybe not this clearly. So we're just going to project the early season 9-man rotation. That's where we're going with this. For the Miami Heat, now that we know players that are going to be on the roster, we're not expecting any other significant changes. We even know who the two-ways are. So we're going to go with the early. This is, again, assuming health, okay? So that means Terry Rozier, as has been reported, first by me and then by others, will be ready for training camp. Duncan Robinson, I haven't heard anything really negative about his recovery from that back injury, although you don't know what the long-term prognosis is. But expecting health for both of them, Jimmy Butler back in the fold. I know he's selling coffee in Miami. He got a pop-up or something like that this weekend as we're recording this episode. But again, expecting him to be fully healed from the knee injury. Obviously, Bam is healthy. And Tyler, yes, is healthy as far as we know at this time. Remember, he's one of the few players who actually finished the season healthy. So I just want to get that one out of the way. So, Brady, let's get to it. And I think some of this is dependent. We always talk about starters, and then I always pivot to finishers because that's really what the Heat care about. That's what Spo cares about. Does he have six or seven guys he can finish with? That's obviously an interesting topic for another day. So there you go. Somebody suggested on Discord so we can do it. But the nine-man rotation, again, we assume Spo goes nine. Sometimes he goes 10 early in the season, so we can kind of have a wild card in here. But some of this is dependent on who the starters are. So let's just go to guys we know are in the rotation so we can actually argue the others, okay? Jimmy, Bam, Tyler, Duncan, Terry Rozier, Jaime Jaquez, Nikola Jovic. We're at seven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe the Heat are deeper than people thought. Do you have a definite eight?
Eight. Hey, Haywood.
Okay.
Haywood's definite eight for me.
Okay. Now, that doesn't depend, in your view, in any way on whether or who's starting, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're going to need, as we know, perimeter defense. They're going to need point of attack defense. They're going to need just a defensive wing piece. And there's no way that you don't play him. But there's definitely going to be situations that he may even slide into a starting lineup. And I'm not just saying at the four. Like, there's potential at the three or things that we've talked about in the past of going bigger. So 100%. And crazy enough, as much as I talk about him playing the three, I can also see him playing backup five at times in a nine-man rotation, which sounds insane, and everybody probably hates hearing that, but it's something we're probably going to see at some points this season, depending on matchups. But no, if you're re-signing that guy, the improvements he's made, the fact that they need defense badly, he's locked into this rotation.
Okay, so he's the eighth. I'm with you on this. You know, they prioritized him. I know it doesn't seem like it because they waited a while to sign him, but they had that $5.2 million. They could have gone out and gotten an outside player. I mean, even Tyus Jones, somebody we've talked about. I know they looked into him at the very least. $5.2 million, to Highsmith roughly, and he took the 2-year contract. And there's no Caleb Martin, and that's one of the reasons that there is a rotation spot open. So I'm with you on this. If Duncan and Terry are healthy, they're in the rotation. Haywood was brought back to be in the rotation. This team is short on perimeter defenders. Okay, now. This is where it gets a little complicated. So here are potential options for this ninth spot. Josh Richardson, Alec Burks, Kevin Love. Is there anybody else we should be talking about? Heat fans want us to talk about two ways. I don't think it's going to be Josh Christopher.
Khalil Ware is definitely in that bunch.
Mm-hmm.
He's in that bunch to me. And honestly, I think he might be leading. Like, honestly, yeah. That's kind of where I land. I don't know if that's where Spo is going to land ultimately. I don't know how you're – because the thing is, if you don't go with him, you're extremely small. Like, as much as we talked about that, and the reason they drafted this guy was to get bigger with this roster. And if you're talking about, like, these four guards slash wings that we just brought in off the bench, or three wings slash guards – there's no way you're going to add a Jay Rich or an Alec Burks into that lineup and just call it a day, unless you're playing Bam 45 minutes in the regular season, which, hey, maybe that's the plan. I don't know, because that just seems to be the early pre-All-Star break playing a lot of the time. But I think it is Khalil Ware. I think he's kind of the guy that's going to end up – they need a different look. The fact that there was no moves in the offseason, he's the one difference that there is to the roster that could kind of maybe bring a little bit of extra life and uniqueness to the offensive defense. So it's like the question becomes, is he going to be trusted in October and November? Because if we're talking, we could make probably nine-man rotations in October and what we think the nine-man rotation is going to be in February and March. Mm-hmm. But that's why the question, I guess, early in the season is if Ware is going to play immediately. And as much as I've kind of pushed back a lot of years with rookies and if they were going to play, I actually think he's the leader of this group. I think he sees early rotation minutes for this team.
Right. We're going to dive back into that because we talked a lot about Ware and kind of what I saw he needed to improve to play early in the season. Let's do it now because I want to get to Larson also, because I kind of feel like that's the wild card here. But Is my line the line here in terms of Spo playing him? Is it my line? You got to be able to guard the pick and roll. Is that are we in agreement on that? I think.
Yeah, because I think that's Spo's mindset of playing a guy, especially a big. Like when we talk about like this idea that Spo doesn't want to play bigs is like crazy to me because he just wants to play like a good defensive big. He wants to play in his system. He wants somebody that's going to play within his style. And if you're just getting picked apart defensively as a big, like what are you providing? So he's like, okay, if we're losing out on defense anyway with a pick and roll big, as you've seen in the past, I'll just go small and put more offense out there and more quickness and see where it gets me in switchability. The difference is I think even if he's not as great defensively in his opening months and just work his way in, he's big enough. He is deters shots enough that he can kind of do enough. I feel like in the pick and roll, just not just blocking shots, just like changing shots. And that does come down to the mobility in the hips, the containing, the making decisions in the pick and roll and all that stuff. It really does come down to defensively. And it's not going to be what we think it is like with Bam lurking weak side and guarding the perimeter. Like, no, we're talking about where, with the second unit. We're talking about where with these different guys that are just going to have to play his game and contain in that pick and roll, and he's going to be in a box offensively, and nobody has a problem with that. Like, we want to see him in that role. So 100%, I agree with you, and I think that's where Spo's at. Is if he plays at a decent level defensively, he's your ninth guy. He's your backup big.
I think he's going to start the season with Kevin Love. I feel like that's where this is headed. Unless he pops to such a degree in training camp where he's getting talked about every day and we're hearing about how great his motor is, I just kind of feel like Eric is going to give Love some of those minutes, and then we're going to see Love get time off during the course of the season, which is going to be allow Spo to spot where in those minutes and give him those opportunities. And then again, we'll see where we are come – I was going to say playoff time, but with this team, I kind of need to say play-in time. We'll see where they are in April. But I don't know. I just have a sense that even though I'm sure they've had the conversation with Kevin, because, again, he's such a sharp guy, they can talk on the level with him about what his role is going to be this season. Barring injury or early, obviously, I think Ware is going to wait behind Kevin. That's where I feel like it's going. Now, let me ask you this. Can you make a case, because Spo has played 10 in the past, can you make a case for a 10th if you're playing Ware and Highsmith, let's say? Who would be your 10th? Josh?
Well, I'll say first, before I answer that, if Kevin Love is your 9th, I think they do expand to 10. Like, I think there are points where...
Because a minute, see, too.
Yeah. Like, I just think you try to find different combinations and different lineups, and you can go... You can just make up for it in that way, so you will see 10. But to answer your question, if off the bench, let's just say it's what, Duncan, Jaime, Haywood, and Ware?
Yeah.
I would probably say Josh. I think at this current, just start the season, just to see where he is at defensively, because that, as much as you talk about with Ware, that's kind of Jay Rich for me. Like, the shooting's going to be up and down. We'll see where that ends up landing offensively. But, like, if defensively, if he could kind of put decent amount of pressure on the perimeter, he could be a guy that's both trust in the press, like all of that stuff, or in the zone, I think he's definitely the 10th guy that would get thrown in there. And because he's also like a guy that's easy to play in that role, like where you kind of throw him in for a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there. It's not like it would be tough to do that with a guy like Pella, because with a rookie, how is he going to deal with short stints and figuring that out as a 10th guy? Like, I think that would be a really tough role. We've seen Miami put those guys in positions like with shooters. Like, we used to complain about when he put Duncan in for like 3 minutes and he wouldn't hit a shot. And it's like, okay, well, he didn't even get a rhythm. Like, he didn't get a chance. So I think Jay Rich would be the 10th in that scenario. Alec Burks to me feels like when a guy is out, this is the guy who plays and plays into a certain role that they're missing. That's what that pickup kind of feels like to me.
Do you think they have enough shooting without him, though?
That's kind of the question of why I think you stagger Terry and Tyler. And this is the question to a lot of the nine-man rotation stuff. Like, we've always talked about Bam and Jimmy have, like, we'd be like, okay, the non-Jimmy and Bam minutes. So here we go. I actually think we see a lot more of the non-Jimmy Bam minutes this year. Mm-hmm. I think the guy that plays with the four off the bench for a good majority, at least to start the season, is Terry.
I think you see lineups with no Tyler, Jimmy, and Bam. As crazy as that sounds, because I think they roll lineups and they say, okay, if we're going to play Ware, let's just say it's my scenario with Ware, we want Duncan on the floor with him just for the gravity, the lobs, all that stuff. We want Jaime on the floor to run a good portion of the offense with Jimmy out of the floor. Haywood's in there for defense. And the fifth guy is Terry, just kind of connecting, being the half-court creation scorer, being the guy who can run pick and rolls with Ware, being the guy that has played well with Duncan in that backcourt. Maybe not the numbers have shown it last season, but I think potentially, I think their games match up. That Terry, I think, is going to be the guy that rolls out there with the four guys off the bench a good majority of the time. And that's, I think, going to be the biggest difference from what the rotation looked like last year to this year. It's not like that there's going to be different players. I just think it's different combinations with the lineups.
It's interesting because I was going to ask you that after the break, but we'll pivot back to it because we know Spo is not the type to roll out five bench players. He will roll out four with a starting anchor. So I want to follow on that when we come back. But before we do, I want to mention a great sponsor, Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Water Cleanup, Michael Robert and his team. They will take care of you from start to finish. Get in their preventative maintenance program to help prevent the water and mold damage before it starts. But if there is a leak, they can come there and fix it for you. And if you get to them late, they can do the damage assessment. Fully certified, more than 100 five-star reviews on Google. It went up from 70 to 100 since I started doing this ad because they're that good. And they will tell you if they can't do the job. Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com, WCUFL.com. If you've got the schmutz, they got the guts. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVE. FLOOR, name of this podcast, and you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan. All right, so I talk about this a lot because when Spo, I know people always come back and say, well, he had LeBron, Dwayne, and Bosh, okay? So it certainly helped, okay? But when they had a 27-game winning streak in 2013, I attribute some of that to the continuity and the consistency of guys knowing when they were playing. That he did the same thing in every game during that streak, with the exception of two games Dwayne missed and Mike Miller filled in. Otherwise, Mike didn't play, except in blowouts. James Jones didn't play, okay? They're nine guys. They were starting Haslam during that. Obviously, during the playoffs, they went different directions with Battier, etc. But they started Bosh, Haslam, LeBron, Wade, Rio, and every game with about 3 minutes left in the first quarter, four starters went out. LeBron stayed in for those last 3 minutes with Battier, Cole, Anderson, and Allen. Okay, that was the group. And then at the end of the first quarter, LeBron sat and Dwayne came back in and anchored with those same four players for roughly 3 minutes. And then they reset for the rest of the second quarter. Spo couldn't find any consistency like that last season. Like 35 starting lineups. Did they have a lineup play 200 minutes last year? Like, no, right? Like, it was ridiculous. Okay. Mm-hmm. Some teams had lineups play 500, 600, 700, 1,000 minutes. The Heat didn't have that. So obviously, the availability thing is a big issue. And that's why I really harped on it. You're saying they anchor it with Terry. Is there a case to be made that if he goes this direction to say anchor with Bam?
Yeah, but I think that would be, you could, if you go smaller, I guess, like if that's your way of like really working in the smaller lineups, Now, the thing is, like,
be Bam and Ware, though, if you're talking about Ware coming off the bench, could you go Bam, Ware, Highsmith, and who's the other one?
What, Duncan?
You don't have a ball handler. You don't have a ball handler, yeah. Well,
I just don't see him going and working those type of potential clunky lineups. Like, that's the stuff where we say Spo's not going to go to that immediately. Like, I think there's certain stuff, like, if he's going to work in Ware, it's going to be Ware by himself. And then by maybe February, January, he starts trying the other stuff. Like, I think it's about setting something. So, like, here's the thing, too. I think it depends on who the ninth guy is as well. Because, like, with the Ware thing, I think the guy that anchors that lineup is Terry. If it's your scenario with Kevin Love, I think it's Jimmy. I think Jimmy plays.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah. I think it is. I think Jimmy, I mean, he plays super. He just plays well with him. He plays well with him on the break. He plays well with the
pick and he can be the primary ball handler. He can be the ball handler in that group.
With Hawkes. So
yes.
That becomes the thing as well, that the now Hawkes and Jimmy are playing off each other. And I don't think that's a terrible thing. Like, I, as much as we want to see them, him in his lineups for Jimmy, I think they could play off each other. If, especially if Hawkes is working on the three balls, he says he is, there's ways of getting around it. And like you said, they don't have like a specific ball handler that they could, those two guys can kind of control. So that's it's a possibility, but Bam anchoring, I think, would be a little interesting. I think it's more here. I'll ask you this question because we've seen the different combinations. If you were to attach two together in lineups between Terry, Tyler, Jimmy, and Bam, who would be the two you'd want to attach for each?
Well, Rozier will actually throw a lob to Bam, but it's tough. I mean, look, if the Tyler Bam pick and roll was working the way it worked a couple of years ago, I would say them, but the numbers on that have fallen off a lot over the past couple of years. But Terry and Jimmy, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I would probably lean that way, but I know you've talked a lot about putting, well, you talked a lot about putting Rozier with Ware, but I think the case can be made to put him with Bam too.
I agree.
So,
if you're doing Terry and Jimmy, you obviously have Duncan in the middle there for spacing.
But now you have Jimmy and Tyler, and we've spent the last four or five years talking about how this whole thing doesn't work, right? Or is it doesn't work when the three of them are together? Or
the four of them. I think that. So, like, if you could dwindle this down at all. Like, this is what it really comes down to, the staggering, because in this scenario, everybody's healthy. So, like, last year, we didn't have this conversation much about the staggering because it was just about playing the three guys that they had on the roster that day. So it's like, now it comes down to really finding different combinations that are going to work within the roster. And I think that it really does change up who they're going to play with who, depending on who the ninth guy is, like those scenarios. If they were to go smaller, maybe you can work in Ware and Bam together a little bit more often, like if you're playing a bunch of the other guys. But I think the more realistic options probably is Ware or Love, and I can see where you're heading. And by the way, probably because we're having this conversation, it's going to be Thomas Bryan as the ninth guy to start the season.
Oh, my God. Don't do it. Let me throw this at you. What if Larson blows up in camp?
I mean, great. I mean, that's definitely, you want the talent. Like, you want that on the roster. Now, what do you do with that rotationally wise? I mean, you have, so let's just say the starting lineup is what we keep saying: Duncan, Hawkes, Pella, Haywood, and it definitely gets clunky because there's a bunch of, but like, first of all, they're never going to be this fully healthy where we're having to make this conversation. No. Like, Pella's going to be in there for somebody if he blew up. Like, he's going to be in there.
Or he'll get hurt because he joined the Heat. But yeah, one or the other. We hate to jinx this. I mean, last year, we talk about wings. Spo had to run out that lineup last year. What was it? Caleb, Highsmith, what was it? Jimmy and Hawkes at one point. He was throwing the four of them out there together.
That's where Pella would play, is exactly in that Caleb.
And Caleb's old spot. Lineups.
Yeah, that's what he would just go back to what he did last year and play him in that spot. And they, I guess the question would be there. It's, in some ways, it's kind of Pella or Ware. It's kind of your first or your second round pick. It's either going bigger,
I agree,
or it's Pella goes crazy and you go more shooting and versatility like they did last year. So I hate to pin them against each other, but in some ways it kind of feels like in that scenario, if both of them were to like have crazy camps, like it kind of goes in that direction.
You're ready for 45 minutes of Josh Richardson, Alec Burks, and Thomas Bryant. There is a case to be made for Burks, by the way. I think people are going to say I'm sugarcoating this, but I just think a guy who shot 40% from three over the past five seasons as a cumulative on five attempts, I think he's going to use him. I think he's going to get him to increase his volume per minute. It may not be the same number of minutes he got with the Knicks at the end of last season when they were ravaged by injuries, but I think he's going to get him to increase his attempts per minute. It feels like an Ellington situation to me. Like Wayne was a journeyman when he came. I mean, yeah, everybody remembered him from the random scrub heat killer thing because he torched them every single time. He was like the original against the big three. Like they could not. I remember him he scored 27 against them in Memphis. I was there. But he didn't really, he couldn't find a home. And then in Miami, like they didn't want him to leave. Like, cause they spoke, found a role for him. We'll see if we use Burks, in a similar way, but I made the case that I think Burks is going to play more than Love or Josh. So we'll see. But I don't think it'll be early in the season. I think it may be as the season progresses, and then by the end of the season, Larson's taking those minutes, but we'll see. All right, thanks to Brady. Brady Hawk 305. Thanks to Bless. Bless you for the topic. I'll have another one coming up with Alex shortly. Thanks to our sponsors, Water Cleanup and Better Edge. Have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.